I am Susan Sanders. This is the interview with Doris Smith for the Arkansas Extension Homemakers Council Oral History Program. This is being done on February 24th, 2012, at the Madison County Extension Office in Huntsville, Arkansas, in Madison County. The audio recordings and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for the Arkansas Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording, transcript, and any other related materials will be deposited and forever preserved in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries, Fayetteville, and the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Are you willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio file and transcript available to others?
Yes, I am.
First, I'd like you to give your complete legal name and spell it for me, and then tell me the city and county which you presently preside.
My name is Doris Wellborn Smith. I did not include that in my... I live in Huntsville, Arkansas. I live in Madison County, Huntsville, Arkansas.
Can you spell your name for me?
Capital D-O-R-I-S. Capital, shall I give the Wellborn? Capital W-E-L-B-O-R-N. Capital S-M-I-T-H.
Thanks. Doris, this is going to be real informal, and I want you to share your memories of your involvement with the Extension Homemakers Program, the good times and the challenges. What has been your association with the Extension Homemakers Program as a member?
I have been a member of the Marble Extension Homemakers.
How did you learn about the Extension Homemakers Program?
Being out of town, I came into this area to settle down, but I needed a house. So I contacted a realtor who was Virginia Sprott. And Virginia Sprott was one of the very first organizers of the Marble Extension Homemakers. She and I became friends, but through the years there we became friends. And she told me about the Extension Homemakers and invited me to come to Marble. So I did go and haven't regretted it at all.
Great. So a friend invited you to come, and you have been attending ever since?
Yes.
So how long has that been?
Only 15 years.
Only 15 years, but that's a long time. So that was the first club that you attended, was the Marble Club.
Yes, the Marble Club was the first.
And that, what year was that?
1997, probably the fall of 1997.
And so you're presently an Extension Homemaker Club member?
Correct.
And the Marble Club is the only club that you have been a member of?
Correct. I did visit the Huntsville Extension Homemakers one time, just to see what it was all about, but I didn't enjoy it.
You just stuck with the Marble Club because that's where your heart was.
Right.
So you belong to the Marble Club in Madison County, and that is also in the Ozark District, I believe. Is that correct?
That's correct. Okay. In Ozark District.
Tell me if you have any special remembrances of that first meeting at the Marble Club.
Well, I remember that there was a group of, there were over 20 members, probably around 27. And the ladies were all happy and sunshiny and very industrious. They were very friendly, and I thoroughly enjoyed that first meeting. I don't recall what they were doing.
Tell me a little bit about the Marble community. I've only passed through there on the highway.
Well, I live in the city of Huntsville, but Marble is sort of just a highway going through. I know there are a number of people that live out in the hills around there. Mm-hmm. And I don't know any of the people there except Teresa Yockey, who has the Marble store, and many people go there.
I've eaten breakfast there. Mm-hmm. Why did you join the Marble Club?
Because of the happy people. It was just come, and it was just such a warm atmosphere. Couldn't help but join up.
I find that Madison County's just that way, don't you?
Yes, it is. At the beginning, I came here in December 1967, when it was cold and snowy and foggy, and I and my two sons drove over the hills down into Huntsville. Here I've been all these 40-some-odd years. I've enjoyed it so much.
Me too. I wished I'd found Madison County sooner.
Right.
Why have you continued membership in Extension Homemakers?
Well, I think it's a wonderful organization. And I enjoy the family. Well, it is sort of a family. I enjoy all the ladies there. I enjoy our meetings. We meet at 12 o'clock, and each lady brings a special dish of food that they enjoy. And so then we eat, and then we share the recipes. It's just a wonderful time.
So you always learn something about food.
Right. Mm-hmm. Plus the meetings, of course.
What do you do at your meetings?
We have the regular reading of the minutes and the treasurer's report and singing of the song and having a little a reading of some sort. And then, of course, we sometimes have the lesson. I think that's good, a lesson each week that has to do with some particular subject that we need to know about in life. It could be canning. I never had canned. I came from Fort Worth, Texas, and I never canned anything. Nobody in my area canned food. So I've learned so much. And then I learned more and more subjects that were shared every month.
There is a great educational aspect to Extension Homemakers.
Yes.
That comes from the university, land-grant universities, to the people. It's really the pipeline from the land-grant college to the people. Extension has been wonderful to get research information to all the people.
Yes.
How involved have you become in the Extension Homemaker groups, and have you held offices in your group?
The first one was vice president, and then I became president, and then I became secretary, and then I became secretary reporter, and then I became secretary treasurer reporter, because I live in Huntsville and I can go to the bank and I can go to the record office, a newspaper, to turn in the reports, and that saves those ladies from having to come 12 miles
to make the trip.
Huntsville. But it's worth it.
Of course. And you, being a school teacher, have all those skills that they like to employ. Have you attended any state council meetings?
No.
You need to take an opportunity. This year is the 100-year celebration. Would be a really good time to go to a state council meeting. How has Extension Homemakers touched your life?
Well, it certainly strengthened me. It certainly, I've learned so much in the way of, as I said, canning and making bread and just strengthened me to know that I can do things that I couldn't do before. Just opened up a new avenue.
What has been your favorite event or activity?
I guess it's the Huntsville meetings. And
by Huntsville meetings, what do you mean?
By, I'm sorry, Marble.
Marble. Okay, I thought maybe you meant the spring council meetings or the...
Oh, the spring council meetings are good and the fall council meetings are good. And you, in the past, we had more members than we do today. And we used to, but perhaps they still do and I just missed it, but we used to have sign-ups you could sign up for to paint rocks, or which I enjoy, or to create something with a needle.
Some of the cultural arts, or some of the food prep, the food nutrition lessons, or
right.
Some of the other educational activities.
Correct.
What has been your least favorite event or activity?
Well, now that I'm of age, I don't enjoy at nighttime the nighttime country store, being in the country store, going there on fairgrounds, and the I don't enjoy that anymore. But I used to. This
becomes harder to travel at night when we don't see as well.
Walking.
Yeah. What changes have you experienced in the Extension Homemaker organization?
Well, as I said, we have less members and we do less in the way of arts and crafts.
And what do you attribute this to?
Some members have died and some members have moved away, and some people just are not interested, and I don't know how to get them interested, but then it's just really such a wonderful organization. I need to go out and beat the band and and encourage people to come, ladies to come.
Has Extension Homemakers taught you anything about people?
Oh yes, you learn how to be, not everybody thinks alike or speaks alike. So I have learned how to work with different people, to have patience and listen to what they have to say. And so it's a learning situation with dealing with all kinds of ladies from all different backgrounds and different cities and states, etc.
Have you had any opportunities to work with youth? With 4-H'ers or young
no,
people?
No, I haven't.
Are there any memories or experiences or thoughts that you would like to share that I have not asked about?
Well, what could I say? Well, I've enjoyed just so much. I haven't had any exciting experiences to share because I'm older. I just don't.
Well, we want to thank you for your contribution to the Extension Homemakers and for sharing your time and memories with us, as well as the Arkansas Extension Homemakers Council and the Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral History and Visual History. And I want you to know that we are going to provide you with a copy of this interview transcript and later a copy of the audio recording in a few weeks. Thank you so much for your time today.